Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman. Please join us Tuesday, May 26th at 12 noon Eastern, 7 p.m. Israel time for the Siyum celebrating the completion of Sefer Shmuel Beis with Mrs. Hindi Mendelowitz. Please sign up at ouwomen.org/Siyum. And now for today's Perek.
Welcome to Tarti Mecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we will be Misayim. We will end Sefer Shmuel Bet with the final Perek, Perek Chavdalid, chapter 24. I have to admit, with a little emotion and much, much thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to all of you wonderful women who have embarked on this journey together. We begin with Pasuk Aleph. Vayosef ha'af Hashem lacharos b'Yisrael. The anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued to burn within Klal Yisrael. And as we will see, this seems to be a continuation, by Yosef continued, whether from the Mered, the rebellion of Avshalom, or that of Sheva ben Bichri. But the question of why the anger continues to burn is one that perplexes many of the Mefarshim. Rashi, with terrific humility and honesty, says, Lo yadati alma, I don't know the reason for the anger. The Radak takes this question mark, but develops it further in a way that parts the veil somewhat for us in a tiny understanding of Mishpat Shamayim, in leaving a question unanswered, but bringing a conclusion or reconciliation to others. Vayosef af Hashem, says the Radak, we don't know what the source of this anger is. What we can be sure of is, had David HaMelech known what the source of the anger was, he most certainly would have taken action to correct it and thus end the anger or prevent any mishap or any misfortune, as we saw he did in the case of the Givonim. And so if we don't see that took place, what that implies, says the Radak, ulai maybe, hayab Yisrael ovrei avera, there were people who are transgressing, b'setel, secretly. It seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry. The reason was unknown, not only to us learning the Sefer, but to David himself. Had he known the reason, he would have addressed it. If he did not address the source of the anger, that means that he himself did not know to uncover it. What we will find is that if there was a problem, if Klal Yisrael were sinning in a way that was secret even from the king, that still has to be addressed. And as such, we come to the continuation of this pasuk. Vayases is David Bahim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, enticed David, Leimor, Lech Minei es Yisrael ve'es Yehuda. Go count Yisrael and Yehuda. As the Radak explains, there's a problem here. There are secret sins that must be addressed and fixed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, gives to David the idea to count Klal Yisrael, because in counting them, as we'll see, in a way that was inappropriate, David will make Klal Yisrael vulnerable to a punishment that will follow. While the counting will seem to be the reason for the punishment, really it is the underlying secret sins that needed to be cleansed. And as such, as the Radak says, Ki kol mishpatav tzedek ve'emet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mishpat, his justice, is straight and true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated a quote-unquote siba, a seeming reason for the magefa, for the epidemic that will follow, because the actual reason for it was invisible to the human eye. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, enticed or incited David, did not tell him to count, but put the idea in his mind where David would come to his own decision to count Klal Yisrael, which would open them up and make them vulnerable for a cleansing they needed for sins that were not visible to the human eye. Following through with this idea, Pasuk Bet, Vayomer HaMelech El Yoav, Sar HaChayil Asher Ito, Shut Na Bechol Shiftei Yisrael Midan V'Yad Be'er Sheva, Ufikdu Es Ha'am, V'Yadati Es Mispar Ha'am. David commands his trusty general Yoav to go spread out throughout all of Eretz Yisrael to count Klal Yisrael, to take a census. And as we alluded to, but it's important, of course, to describe over here, ever since the days that Moshe Rabbeinu counted Klal Yisrael in the wilderness, using the Machatzit HaShekel, we find, as the Malvim will explain the background, it is not considered appropriate to count Klal Yisrael shelo litzorech, unnecessarily, unless it is done so with a kofel, with some object. And the Malbim lists three reasons for what we find over there in Parshat Ki Tisa, why Moshe Rabbeinu counted Klal Yisrael using the half shekel as opposed to counting heads directly. Firstly, to prevent ayin hara. Secondly, ein habracha shora ele bedavar hasamoy min ha'ayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a mechanism where blessing rests on that which is hidden. And the Malbim explains the workings of this mechanism, whereby the very existence and continued survival of our nation is really a nes nistel. It's a hidden nes there in the history books, but if we think about it just for a moment, at the triumph of our survival, we'd realize how miraculous this is. It's best for miracles to remain private, hidden, not to expose them to the glare of daylight. Once we count, we are revealing the nes, and thus we may halt it. Finally, thirdly, the koach of the tzibur. As long as we are all united as an am, the zchut, the merit of the rabbim, of our aggregate, is tremendous and protects us. In counting, we isolate each person. And in isolating or pulling out individuals, we lose the zchut, the merit of the klal, and our individual actions may then be scrutinized to see if we deserve to be part of the klal. For all of these reasons, we are counted generally only litzorech, for a need, and if so, with some sort of kofil, some object, some money or tzedakah that's paid, some half shekel. That was not done over here. And in fact, Yoav, ever trustworthy, realizes this is not a good idea. Pasuk Gimel. Vayoma Yoav el ha-melech, v'yosef Hashem elokecha el ha'am, kehem v'chahem mea pi'amim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will multiply the nation hundreds of times. Ve'enei Adoni ha-melech ro'os, v'adoni ha-melech lama chafeis badavar hazeh. You will see the multiplication of this nation. Why do you need to count them? However, Pasuk Dalid, vayechezak dvar ha-melech el Yoav. David did not back down, and he continued to urge Yoav to count the nation. And he also urged the officers of Yoav to do so. Until finally they could not resist, Yoav and the officers went out upon the command of the king to count the nation. Psukim Hei through Chet discuss the ends of Eretz Yisrael to which this contingent traveled to execute this census, to count Klal Yisrael. And Rashi gives the background of their trying to go, Yoav trying to go, to tough places where he'd face resistance or smaller populations that would be less encouraging, in the hope that the census would be halted, the counting would be stopped. However, that did not happen. Until in Pasuk Chet, we find, after a process of 9 months and 21 days, they returned to Yerushalayim. Pasuk Tet. Vayiten Yoav es mispar mifkad ha'am el ha'melech. Yoav gives the count to the king. Vati Yisrael shmone me'os elef ishchayil sholef cherev. There are 800,000 warriors in Klal Yisrael. Vesh Yehuda chamesh me'os elef ish. And within Yehuda there are 500,000. Now that the deed has been done, Pasuk Yud. Vayach lev David oso achrechen safar es ha'am. David's heart attacked him. He felt guilt, he felt badly that he had counted the nation, and realized that he had made a mistake. Vayomer David el Hashem, says David to Hashem, and again here, the gadlut, the greatness of David, we've almost come to expect, which we hopefully emulate. An immediate admission of his guilt, an immediate effort, as soon as he realizes he's overstepped, to correct. Chatasi me'od, I have sinned. Asher asisi, with what I have done. Va'ata Hashem, ha'avilna es avon avdecha, ki niskalti me'od. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, overlook, or allow this sin to pass, because I acted foolishly. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayakam David babokel. David awoke in the morning, and as the Radak said, he did not sleep well that night. Udvar Hashem haya el gad hanavi, choze David lemo. And upon awakening, David is greeted with the words that were spoken to Gad Hanavi, having said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded God in Pasuk Yud Bet, Haloch v'dibarte el David. Go speak to David. Ko amar Hashem, so has God spoken. Shalosh anochi notel alecha. I'm giving you a choice of three punishments. Bechal lecha achas mehem ve'esalach. And in a very unusual way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers to David the option of choosing which of the three to take upon himself in terms of cleansing from the mistake he made in counting Klal Yisrael. As the Sefer Mishpatot Zahav points out, it should say Atil Alecha, not I place upon you, not Notel Alecha. But as the Mishpatot Zahav points out, any time a Jew suffers, we are told, HaKadosh Baruch Hu suffers along. As we are told, Imo Anochi Vitzara. And again, very uncharacteristic that David is offered to choose his sin. As the Mefulshim point out, this is the opportunity, part of the Nisayon given to David, to see in the choosing, and also to make known, as the Ramat Vali points out, to make known in the choosing, the greatness of David, in the very way in which he chooses which punishment to suffer. Without sense of self, without any agenda, but thinking even in this, of the good of Klal Yisrael, and of the Kiddush Hashem. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayavo Gad el David. David approaches to David, vayaged lo vayom lo, and he says to him, Hasavo lecha sheva shanim ra'av be'artzecha? Would you choose 7 years of drought in your land? Ve'im shlosha chadashim nuscha lifnei tzarecha, v'hu rodfecha? Or for 3 months, you will be pursued by your enemies? Or the third option, Ve'im hayos shloshes yamim devil be'artzecha? There will be a pestilence, some sort of epidemic in your land for 3 days. Ata, da ure'e, ma'ashiv shorchi davar. You choose, and tell me what answer I should return back. Pasuk Yodalid. Vayoma David el Gad. Says David to God, Tzar li me'od. The lightest of these is too heavy. Nipla na biyad Hashem, ki rabim rachamav. A tremendously poignant statement. Let us fall in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because His compassion is great. Uviyad Adam al epola. And may I not fall into the hands of men. David here with these words is choosing of the three terrible misfortunes offered to him. He is choosing the magefa. He is choosing the epidemic that will rip through Klal Yisrael. And as the Mefarshim explain his words, in this case, David chose for his fortune to be most squarely and in the most raw way possible, only biyad Hashem, and to leave no avenue to escape to any person, or to leave a question mark of who was behind that which he suffered. As the Rashi and the Radak point out, were he to be chased by the sword, perhaps he could run away to another nation. Were the land to be decimated by a drought, they could bring food from elsewhere. Whereas in the case of Devir, a pestilence, an epidemic, it would be most starkly the fact that they were only left in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with no help available from anybody else. Also, says David, were he to be pursued by the sword, people could say about David, Hubotech begiborav, he is trusting in his warriors and his strong men to protect him. In the case of Ra'av, Klal Yisrael could think, Hubotech be'oshro, sure there's a drought, the king is not hungry, he has his treasure houses. Says David, Avareli davar shehakol shavin bo, I would rather suffer with all of Klal Yisrael as an equal, with no privilege, with no escape. And so again, says David, let us all be equal, and let us all be equally in the hands of God. Niplana biyad Hashem. Let us suffer that which places us most directly in the hands of Hashem, ki rabim rachamav, because His compassion is great. Pasuk Tetvav. Vayitena Hashem devil biYisrael. And indeed, there was a plague that befell Klal Yisrael. Mehaboker viad es moed, from the morning until the appointed time. The Mefarshim have various approaches of how the original designated time of 3 days was actually reduced, again with tremendous rachamim, with tremendous compassion, And there are various approaches of how much it was reduced, whether it was only 36 hours, whether the smallest approach brought by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is that it was just 1 hour. But in just that 1 hour, Vayamas min ha'am midam v'ad Be'er Sheva, 70,000 ish. 70,000 Jews died from the plague that befell them on that day. Pasuk Tetzayin. Vayishlach yado ha-mal'ach Yerushalayim l'shachasa. It is said in Sefer Devrei HaYomim, not here, that the Melech David actually saw the Malach HaMavet with his arm outstretched over Yerushalayim. And so this hand of the angel of death was beheld by David, as the Mefarshim pointed out, the Radak, the Malbim. David was able to see the angel of death approaching Yerushalayim, because when he saw it, he could pray. He could daven to halt him in his tracks. And as a result of this tefillah, Vayinachem Hashem el hara'ah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reversed his decision. Vayomer lemalach ha-mashchis ba'am. And he said to this destructive angel, Rav ata, you've taken too much. Heref yadecha, hold back your hand. Says the Radak, Dai b'magefa, it is enough with the plague. Al tashches Yerushalayim, do not destroy my beloved city, Yerushalayim. The Radak also quotes Chazal in Brachot Samach Bet, where they say, Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lemalach, Tol harav shebahem, take the greatest of them. And at that time, Avishai ben Tsruya, the erstwhile general of David, brother of Yoav, who was shakul like the majority of the entire Sanhedrin, he died in the plague, and it was the death of this tzaddik that saved the rest of Klal Yisrael. Here we are at a tragic crossroads, where 70,000 Jews have died, including one of their greatest, Avishai ben Tsruya. And the angel is seen by David. David davins, and the angel halts in Goren HaAravna HaYevusi, at the silo of an individual named Aravna HaYevusi. And Pasuk Yud Zayin, again, the Gadlut of David. Vayomer David el Hashem, Bir'oso es HaMalach HaMakeva'am. Said David when he saw that angel who was attacking the nation, Vayomer, and he said, Hine Anochi Chatasi, I am the one who sinned. Ve'anochi Ha'evesi, it is my iniquity. Ve'ele Hatzon Me'asu, these sheep, Klal Yisrael, what have they done? Tihina Yadcha Bi Uvves Avi, let your hands strike in my home and in the home of my fathers, spear Klal Yisrael. Pasuk Yud Chet. We find over here, again as we said, a tremendous crossroads where there is death and there is plague and there is loss. And then the plague is stopped. And in the most marvelous way, that which is uncovered is the greatest bracha possible for Klal Yisrael at this time and then on into eternity. Pasuk Yud Chet, Vayavo God el David bayom hahu, says God to David on that day, when the destructive angel has been stopped and the plague is over. Vayomer lo, and he says, Ale, hakem la Hashem izbeach begoren Aravna hayevusi. In this spot where you stopped the angel, build a mizbeach, build an altar in the silo of Aravna hayevusi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be clear, this was not just a mizbeach in the day of David to celebrate or thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the halting of this plague, of this epidemic. But as is recorded in the parallel story in Sefer Devrei HaYamim, Chelek Aleph, Perek Chav Bet, Pasuk Aleph, Vayomer David, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zehu Beis Hashem HaElokim, Veze Mizbeach Le'ola LeYisrael. This very place, the silo of Aravna HaYevusi, was the place in which Adam HaRishon had built his Mizbeach, was the spot in which Avraham Avinu had brought Yitzchak to the Akedah. It was the spot in which David built the Mizbeach that would become the cornerstone of the ultimate Beit HaMikdash. The plague killed out tens of thousands of Jews. The plague also revealed what had been a secret until this time, the divinely ordained place, the Makom Beit HaMikdash. If I can get personal for a moment, the first time that I taught this perek in was supposed to be Mikneset Yishurun, which is where we learn Tanakh together in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Instead, I taught this via Zoom during the darkest days of Corona. It was tremendously moving to be learning about a plague that was halted, that revealed the Makom Beit HaBechira. I'm recording this today on the last day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. There's an ultimatum from Trump, I think, hanging over the heads of the Iranians. And the secret I've been keeping all along is how many of these classes have been halted mid-recording because of sirens, where we ran to our safe room and then I erased a bit and resumed. We're again at a time that seems tremendously rich with what it can portend, and we've lost much on the way. The message here of the plague that took so much from Klal Yisrael, but the gift that it gave them was the Makom Beit HaBchira, where that which they had lost became the greatest treasure, where we never ever know where that which we suffer or that which we sacrifice or that which we give. We don't know how much that plays into the ultimate Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. It's brought so clearly over here. Where in the greatest loss in the days of David was revealed the greatest gift for the history of Klal Yisrael. And now, for the remaining few psukim in the Sefer, that has to be formalized. Pasuk Yutet. Vaya'al David kidval God ashal tziva Hashem. David indeed got up, as had been commanded by God in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayashkef Aravna, vayares HaMelech ve'es Avadav ovrim alav. Vayetze Aravna vayishtachu laMelech apav altza. Aravna sees the king David and his servants coming, and he emerges. The Mefarshim tell us he had been hiding from the plague, and he bowed down to the king. Vayomer Aravna, madua ba Adoni HaMelech el avdo. Says Aravna, why have you come? And David explains, Liknos me'imcha es hagoren, evnos mizbeach la'Hashem. I would like to buy from you your silo, to build an altar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'say atzah ha'magefa me'al ha'am. And thus this plague will be stopped. V'yoma Aravna el David, says Aravna to David, Yikach, v'ya'al Adoni ha'melech hatov be'inav. You can take the silo, you can take the wood that is here, take it all. Hakol nasan Aravna melech la'melech. I will give it all to the king. Vayomer Aravna el HaMelech, Hashem Elokecha yiltzecha. And Aravna gives a blessing to David that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will find favor with the offering David offers. A generous offer on Aravna's part. Pasuk Chav Dalid. Vayomer HaMelech el Aravna. Says the king to Aravna, Lo, ki kano ekne me'oscha b'mechil. Velo a'ale la'Hashem Elokai olos chinam. No. This is not just a one-time Mizbeach. This will be the place of the future Beit HaMikdash. We will not take this for free. We will buy it at full price, and it will always be ours. Vayeken David es hagoren, and David indeed bought the silo, ve'es habakal b'chesef shkalim chamishim, for 50 shkalim. Pasuk Chafhei. The tremendously moving climax to a sefil that has related to us and implanted within us the legacy of David Melech Yisrael, Mashiach Elokei Yaakov, Ni'im Zmiros Yisrael. David, who yearned with his deepest soul to build the Beit HaMikdash, that which was denied to him, but in his yearning gave to Klal Yisrael the language and the vehicle with which we continue to yearn ever since then. The bayit was destroyed. The yearning that is the gift of David is eternal and will lead us to the ultimate geula. Here's the first step. Vayiven sham David mizbeach la'Hashem. In that very place, which was again the starting place of the world, the location of the Akedah, and the starting place of the ultimate Beit HaBchira, David built an altar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vaya'al olos ushlamim, and he brought offerings before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayaser Hashem la'aretz, vate'atzar ha'magefa me'al Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted this offering, and indeed the plague was ended from upon Klal Yisrael. And with these words, hopefully that much closer to the Geula, Chazak Chazak v'nitchazek. I thank you deeply and with great heart. Hoping to be dancing very shortly in the streets of Yerushalayim. Thank you. Sefer Shmuel Bet is sponsored by Hilton and Leah Lightman, Lila Nishmo to their parents, Shmuel ben David, Chana bat Yaakov Chaim, Kolonimus ben Chaim, and Saratema bat Menachem Mendel.